Hey, welcome to a special COVID-19 edition of the Plant Yourself podcast. I'm your host, Howard Jacobson, here in lockdown in South Africa. And a couple of days ago, I recorded a Skype conversation with my friend, the doctor, Michael Rothberg, who was talking about the importance of testing. And one of the things he said that really struck me is if we know who had COVID-19 and recovered, then those people can go anywhere. They can help out everywhere. They could help out in places where healthcare workers can't go, where food service workers can't go. They can tend to the sick. And I hadn't thought about that, that there is a group of people who have super immunity, and we really need to know who they are so they don't have to keep self-isolating and so they don't have to withhold the help that they can provide to everybody else. And I was thinking about that also in terms of those of us who have been through shit, physical, emotional, mental, spiritual, psychological. A lot of us, especially people who listen to this podcast, especially people who are into taking control of their health, we haven't come to it because we're smarter than anybody else or more enlightened or benighted. We've typically come to it because we have suffered and we felt like we had to take healing into our own hands. And I've been talking to a lot of clients, a lot of coaches lately who say, my gosh, I'm so grateful for the struggles I've had in the past that I've dealt with and either overcome or have a detente with or made peace with, because if it hadn't been for that, man, I would not be able to deal with this, right? If you've had a period of, say, medical uncertainty, you didn't know what was going on, you didn't know what you could do, and you get through that, and through your struggle, through your suffering, comes a kind of wisdom, comes a kind of resilience that you can bring to bear on this situation, and not just for yourself, but for other people as well, right? Everyone right now is looking for guidance. Everyone's looking for someone who knows what's going on. And of course, nobody knows what's going on. I was on a Zoom call yesterday with a bunch of high-level health people, including people high up in the CDC, in the U.S. government response, people who have been doing vaccine research for decades, people who started biotech companies, who understand this world very, very well, including one guy who's written books on the history of drug development, so understands it as well as anyone who understands this stuff. And when we were asking them questions, there was still a huge degree of uncertainty. But people are looking for certainty. That's why there's so much, you know, clinging to this crazy false information and conspiracy theories on the internet, that we just want to know, even if it's not right. But that's not what we really want. What we really want is a sense that things will be okay after a cataclysm, after an upheaval, after a tragedy, that life will go on, that people can be resilient, that our society, whatever it ends up looking like, will continue in a way that gives life and embraces connection. That's what people really want. They don't necessarily need to know, you know, how many days we're going to be locked down or what the death rate's going to be or when there'll be a vaccine. People want to know things are going to be okay. And those of us who have been through shit and through the depths of it, in that dark night of the soul or that dark fortnight of the soul or that dark 4 years of the soul, thinking that the sun would never shine again and coming out the other side, whether it's a physical illness, whether it's emotional, spiritual, as I said, any kind of deep challenge to our soul, and we've come out the other side, we have a kind of optimism, a kind of confidence that you can't buy, you can't rent, you can't manufacture. Sorry, change of venue. Family came back in. Now I'm sitting out in the back veranda. As I was saying, so we've got this superpower. This superpower of going through dark stuff and coming out the other side as a cellular knowledge, as a certainty. And, you know, and we don't know the details of that certainty. We don't know who's going to make it and who's not. We don't know if we're going to make it or we're not. We don't know what things are going to look like. We have no grasp of details. We leave that to the prognosticators and the professionals. But we have a confidence, an inner knowing that things get better, that humans can handle what they think they can't handle, that humans can grow from things that they think are going to break them. And so we may not have that kind of super immunity to be going up to people and, you know, changing their sheets and serving them meals and taking their temperature. We still have to maintain physical distance until we get all those tests that Dr. Rothberg was talking about. But we can be a little bit immune to despair and suffering. And it can bring back a lot of PTSD for us, right? So one of the ways we know that we have something to offer is if we start feeling these flashbacks, and we can start feeling symptoms return that maybe we thought we had licked a long time ago. But those are echoes, and they're reminders of the exquisite level of self-care we owe ourselves right now. And so while we do that, while we take exquisite care of ourselves, eating as cleanly as we can, meditating, doing yoga, exercising, getting good sleep, engaging with people socially however we can, listening to music, dancing, smiling, laughing, watching comedy, sharing funny memes, at the same time, we can be a source of herd immunity against panic and despair. So that's all I got today. I hope this was helpful. I'll keep doing these every single day just to keep myself occupied and sane. And if you have anything you'd like me to talk about, any questions, or anyone you want me to talk to, the internet's not so great here, but I did get a Skype the other night, and I could probably do something. There were some people noticing that the audio quality was poor, which can't be helped. I hope this audio quality is fine because it's just me and my mic and my laptop, and a little waterfall by the pool. So don't cry for me too hard. But whatever this podcast can become to be helpful to you on a daily basis, please let me know. hj@plantyourself.com or all the usual places, either in the comments on plantyourself.com or on Facebook/plantyourself or Instagram @AskHowie. All right, so let's go spread resilience. Let's spread the immunity to despair that we have engendered through our own experience, through our own suffering, our dark nights of the soul, and the whatever redemption we have managed to wrangle from that. And there are the neighbors. So, again, thanks for listening. Stay in touch and be well, my friends.